You're listening to the Triangle Radio Reading Service, broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina, serving the blind and print-impaired community since 1983. This is Nancy Jones. For the next hour, I will be reading to you from the summer 2019 issue of Vanity Fair magazine. This is Vanity Fair Part B. From the vanities, we go on a field trip. This from Louisa Strauss with photographs by Leila Ashtari. Home-based in Mexico City, Gabriela Cámara reigns as a star of modern cuisine and now as a political force. 2 decades ago, an art history student opened Contramar, a restaurant that introduced Mexico City's dining scene to fresh fish in the form of tuna tostadas and red and green grilled snapper. Since then, Gabriela Cámara's seafood mecca has become a beloved, perpetually packed institution for languorous lunches, while the chef and restaurateur has opened the similarly spirited Cala in San Francisco and recently released her first cookbook, My Mexico City Kitchen. This month, the ever-energetic Cámara opens Onda in L.A. with Jessica Koslow of Squirrel Cafe fame and returns to her home in Mexico City to serve as an advisor to President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, focusing first on food policy and nutrition. In the photos, copper has always been a coveted metal to cook in, and my grandmother accumulated a great collection of baking pans, which she left me. I grew up in a house where we always had people over. My grandmother would cook for 80 people, and I've always loved to host. I won this in a raffle. It's a piece by one of my favorite artists, Francis Alice. The diamond necklace and drawing are paired to show how a camera can be as powerful as a gun. I love red shoes, always have, and red clogs just make everything happier. My mom bought me this wooden tortilla press when I learned how to make tortillas when I was 7. This blue fox hammock is my most absurdly luxurious possession, no doubt, but also my favorite place to read and nap. These beautiful Mexican textiles are, huipiles, like ponchos from Los Valles de Juanacata. It can take up to 3 months for a local craftswoman to make one, using traditional techniques and natural dyes from snails and tiny beetles. Cookbooks are my weakness. The ones I use the most are Diana Kennedy's for Mexican food and Artusi's and Adaboni's for Italian, plus my grandmother's recipe for caponata. Thank you. more from the vanities, beauty, Bronze Age, faking vacation glow has long meant a hit of bronzer for some. Now Rihanna is redefining sun-kissed skin for all by Marjan Carlos, with photograph by Travis Rathbone. A sunny ode to Roy Lichtenstein, bronzers from top by Fenty Beauty, Marc Jacobs, and Guerlain, Neutrogena sunscreen, blue eyeshadow by L'Oreal Paris. Rihanna, as we know, hides from nothing. Fashion statements, big business, the sun. The Barbados-born artist chases it, as the name of Fenty Beauty's debut bronzer suggests. Sunstalker boasts 8 shades, a category-redefining breadth in line with the brand's inclusive approach. The campaign shows a golden Riri in the desert. Unfazed by the scorching heat, she turns her face into the light. We've come a long way from the age of one-shade-fits-all bronzer, that orange-tinged brick designed to suit, say, a freckled Lindsay Lohan. Sephora alone stocks nearly 200 variations and counting. Marc Jacobs' Omega bronzer now comes in a burnt caramel. Priscilla Ono, Fenty's global makeup artist, spent 2 years on Sunstalker with a close eye to undertones, rich reds for darker skin, cool taupes for fair. Simulating a baked tan is not the goal. It's more to give you this beautiful bronze effect, Ono says, where it looks like you've been in the sun in a healthy way. In other words, vacation glow. That notion rocked Europe in 1923 when a sun-kissed Coco Chanel stepped off a Mediterranean cruise and caused a stir. Since antiquity, white women were supposed to be pale because it suggested that they did not have to work outside. That was a symbol of higher status, says Laurie L. Tharps, author of Same Family, Different Colors. But even as the suntan craze spread, she notes, there was pressure for women of color to stay lighter, so today's full-spectrum glow is a pivotal shift. Call it the Rihanna effect. When an icon relishes her burnished skin, it's validating for so many others. Paloma Elsesser is taking a shine. The Afro-Latina model grew up indifferent to tanning, and dermatologists point out that UV exposure poses a danger to all skin tones. Now, with an itinerant life unfolding across Instagram, Nigeria, Jamaica, Mexico, Spain, Elsesser embodies a fresh kind of vacation glow. When I look at photos from summer, I'm like, damn, she says with a laugh, describing a honey-hued warmth boosted by a swirl of bronzer. I really feel myself. Thank you. and still more from the vanities, Keziah Weir writes on summer reading, Great Escapes. In these transportive summer novels, the settings, from Jamaica to Old Hollywood, play a central role. Here, the authors recommend their favorite local spots, with illustration by Lauren Tamaki, showing the cities, states, and book covers. Kristen Arnett, Mostly Dead Things, published by Tin House. In this swampy, beguiling debut, Jessa Lynn Morton, a young taxidermist in love with her brother's recently estranged wife, attempts to preserve her family in the wake of a tragedy. Payne's Prairie, just outside of Gainesville, Florida, is a 21,000-acre state park made up of all the things I love about being outdoors in my home state. Nature trails crammed with native plants and towering palm scrub, streams and canals full of birds and fish and alligators. Dominic Smith, The Electric Hotel, published by Sarah Crichton. In a sweeping epic, a star director of the silent film era revisits the muse and the masterpiece that upended his life. Los Angeles's Hollywood Pantages Theater is where vaudeville meets the American Movie Palace. You can still see touring theatrical productions here and experience the Art Deco excesses of a different time, opulent ceilings and statues like the Byzantine gods of old Hollywood. Daniel Nia, Beijing Payback, published by Echo. Following his father's murder, a college basketball player sets out from his California home to track down the killer and his dad's secret history in Beijing. There's an unforgettable nightclub called Chocolate in the Russian neighborhood of Beijing. They've got everything you need for an epic night out in the Chinese capital, a floor show, gilded toilets, and a portrait of Napoleon on the wall. Taffy Brodesser Ackner, Fleischman is in Trouble, published by Random House. The story of an Upper East Side doctor's life, which implodes when his ex-wife drops off their children and doesn't return, as told by his best friend. In my book, the narrator often goes to Manhattan's Angelica Movie Theater. It's her strange form of rebellion against her life. When I was in high school and college, I'd go to that theater in the middle of the day or at midnight. I'd sit in the same seats as I sit in now. Lauren Meckling, How Could She?, published by Viking. The lives of three women who met in Toronto are entangled by friendships, romantic dalliances, and simmering feuds when they re-collide in New York. I love Le Paradis, a French bistro on a quiet street, just north of Bloor, Toronto's main drag. There is nothing remotely groovy about it. What it has going for it is consistently good food, mussels, steak frites, etc., and an atmosphere that feels both lively and chill, insiderish, and open-armed. Nicole Dennis Benn, Patsy, published by Live Right. Patsy, a loving but reluctant mother, leaves her daughter behind in Jamaica to pursue a long-yearned-for life and love in America. Whenever I return to Jamaica, I visit Tasty Patties and Crossroads. The patties are baked to a crisp, and the restaurant brings back fond memories of childhood, family outings, the wildness of Kingston, Saturdays spent at the hairdresser, the luring smell of Tasty's patties baking nearby.
Thank you.
from the Vanity Fair agenda. Shop. Diamonds and sapphire. A single block of colored sapphire enters Richard Mille's factory in Switzerland, and no fewer than 40 days are needed for the company's watchmakers to hone the extremely hard material into a perfectly finished tripartite case. The crystalline housing of the new RM0702 gemset sapphire, as blue as the Aegean, sparkles with a delicate row of white diamonds, which are secured by gold prongs within a laser-cut incision in the sapphire. This new case allows the mother-of-pearl and diamond dial, as well as the skeletonized automatic movement, to dazzle beneath the surface. The purity of the caliber echoes that of the case, each complementing the other to form a unique timepiece that combines innovation and finesse. Event: Bulgari and Tribeca Premiere Film Series. Bulgari and Vanity Fair co-hosted an exclusive cocktail reception at Spring Studios to premiere two films, Celestial and The Fourth Wave, ahead of Tribeca Film Festival 2019. The films focused on female pioneers in the arts who are blazing their own paths in male-dominated fields. A panel moderated by Claire Howorth, Vanity Fair's executive editor, followed the screening and placed a spotlight on the next generation of female artists who are daring to redefine the future of their medium. Watch City on a Hill only on Showtime. When idealistic assistant district attorney DeCourcy Ward, Aldous Hodge, arrives in Boston, he discovers a place where you can't tell the saints from the sinners, leading him to an unlikely alliance with Jackie Rohr, Kevin Bacon, a corrupt FBI agent and local fixture who knows where most of the bodies are buried. Together, they're willing to break more than a few rules to rip out the machinery of a crooked city and then piece it all back together again. City on a Hill airs Sundays at 9 p.m. only on Showtime. More from the vanities, what's trending? Under the sun, bask in summer's happiest hues, from Riviera turquoises to sunset sorbets. And here's a book from Grey Malin, Italy, $40, published by Abrams. Bermuda, Bahama, Amber Vittoria e Tombolo limited edition shirt offered at $158. Play Ball, Chanel handbag in calfskin and metal, offered at $4,100. And this handbag is in pink and white and is shaped like a ball. Throw some shade. Salvatore Ferragamo Carung skin sunglasses, offered at $625. Perfect match. Stella McCartney sweater, $1,090. Araka, a nail ball and dusk bikini bottom, at $115. Make a splash. Essie nail polish and strike a rose, $9. Janasoon nail polish and Dottie at $18. Blue Crush Heiress Pop One Piece Swimsuit, $600. Take a dip. Louis Vuitton Afternoon Swim Cologne from $250. Poolside Chic Prada Sandals for $250. Surfs Up Hermes Three Surfs Beach Towel for $580. Summer of Love Proenza Schooler tie-dyed shirt dress for $1,390. Expensive stuff under the sun. Still more from the vanities, culture. Time off. In 2000, Chanel debuted the J12 watch, inspired by the elegant lines of America's Cup yachts. Now the brand is reissuing the classic waterproof timepiece with a sleeker form and internal updates, ensuring that its wearer won't be late for her destination, whether she's setting sail or taking flight. In the picture, Chanel watch in ceramic and steel at $5,700, suitcase in toile and metal, $7,100, available at Chanel boutiques nationwide. Up to standard. In the illustration, the Standard London has 266 rooms, 2 restaurants, and a sound studio. When London is calling, allow the Standard to answer. The Modish Hotel brand's inaugural international outpost, the Standard London, opens this summer in an historic Brutalist building in King's Cross, where guests can peek at St. Pancras Station from their terrace bathtub, while revelers can visit the rooftop restaurant and bars via a dedicated phone booth red elevator. Maiden Voyage, a new documentary, chronicles the first all-women sailing crew to race around the world by Mary Alice Miller, with photograph by Joe Lingaman, showing the yacht and racers. Tracy Edwards spent her early 20s in a literal sea of men. There's 230 blokes in this race, having the time of their lives, and 4 gals, Edwards recalls, thinking of the Whitbread Round the World race. How do I change this? Thus began the epic journey of captaining an all-female crew in the famously difficult 1989 sailing competition from England to Uruguay to Australia to New Zealand and back. Maiden, a documentary by Alex Holmes out this month, tells the gripping story wrought in 80s pastels, frothy blue seas, and a whole lot of silver trophies. The crew went on to win 2 legs of the race, and Edwards became the first woman to be named Yachtsman of the Year. Define your own course, says Edwards, now 56. You will absolutely end up where you need to be.
Thank you.
Still more from the Vanities, My Stuff, Game Changer, as Alex Morgan chases new goals in her fight for equal pay and World Cup glory this month. The U.S. soccer star shares her favorite things. Travel, vacation spot, anywhere there's a beach. Hotel, the Peninsula, Paris. Luggage, away. Travel essentials, eye mask, cashews. Plain outfit, Nike tights and Air Max 97s with a loose crop tank and oversized jacket. In my carry-on, Beats studio headphones, phone charger, a book. How to beat jet lag, stay up until at least 9 p.m. I take CBD gummies or oil to help relax me before bed in a new time zone. Favorite souvenir, spices and coffee beans. Late night room service order, fries and wine. Dream mini bar would have flavored sparkling water, fresh OJ. Stamp on my passport I'm proudest of, Tanzania. Style, jewelry, Kendra Scott white gold earrings, Vagatiba vintage square choker, go-to shoe, rag and bone booty, sunglasses, Oliver Peoples Aland, pajamas, Eberjay, watch, Hublot Big Bang, most treasured item, Eero leather jacket, favorite, least favorite trend, favorite, platforms, least favorite, kitten heels, beauty, skincare, Drunk Elephant TLC Sukari Baby Facial, Daily Makeup, Tarte Amazonian, Clay Foundation, Pure Cosmetics Concealer, Color Science Total Eye, Shampoo Oribe, Perfume Giorgio Armani Acqua di Gioia, Appreciations, Podcast, Nutrition Facts with Dr. Gregor, Game Day Music, Migos, Cocktail Mezcal Margarita, Favorite Book, The Alchemist, Binge Watching, Queer Eye, Game of Thrones, Unexpected Addiction, Twitter as my news source, Dream Dinner Party Guest, Jessica Chastain, Natalie Portman, Michelle Obama, Jennifer Lawrence, Role Models in the Fight for Equal Pay, Robin Roberts, Mia Hamm, Abby Wambach. More from the vanities, the fairground. Cheers to Coco, a constellation of stars from the fashion, film, and art worlds formed at Balthazar in Manhattan for the Tribeca Film Festival Artist Dinner, hosted by Chanel, by Brett Hennemuth, with photographs by Dolly Fabishev. The party, now in its 14th year and perhaps the festival's most glamorous ticket, celebrates the artist whose pieces will become prizes for film winners, this year featuring works by Jeff Koons, Shepard Fairey, J.R., and others. Art books accompanied every seat as steak frites and profiterole were served amid chatter of galleries, Bicoastal, Picked Up for a Second Season, and My Stylist. Everyone from Alexander Skarsgård to Thelma Golden and John McEnroe paid their respects to Robert De Niro, the festival's co-founder and face, holding court in a red banquette before a Yankee-capped Leonardo DiCaprio with girlfriend Camila Morone, sneaked in to fill the final two seats at De Niro's back booth. In more photos, Rio Vieira Newton, Harley Vieira Newton, and Lee Lazark, Chanel Finery, Katie Holmes, Chloe Sevigny, vases bursting with blossoms filled the room, John Batiste, Lala Anthony, and Boots Riley, Ashley Benyon, Cara Delevingne, and Derek Blasberg.
Thank you.
Still more from the Vanities Fairground. Viva La Frida! The Brooklyn Artist Ball welcomed art world revelers for a museum fiesta inspired by Frida Kahlo by Britt Hennemuth, with photographs by Nina Westervelt, Sharon Neshat, Cause Jr., Micheline Thomas, and more. Artists had a ball indeed, enjoying tequila cocktails and Mexican fare, Frida art making stations, and an after party headlined by Swizz Beatz, who announced from the DJ booth, "Everybody in here has a chance to move the culture." The annual gala, which raised nearly $2 million for the Brooklyn Museum, honored artist Nick Cave and arts supporter Bank of America. Anne Pasternak, the museum's director, welcomed guests to one of the hottest museums on the planet after a dance with Diego Rivera and Frida in giant puppet form. In the photos, Sharon Neshat and a guest, Alicia LaVon Boone and Cause, the artist Olek in the crocheted photo booth she created, Carla Shen and J.R., members of the female mariachi band, Nick Cave, Micheline Thomas, and Raquel Charmant. Kimberly Drew snaps a photo of Swizz Beatz in a pear moss jacket with a back bedazzled by the artist Derek Adams. The after party inside the museum. Guests ate dinner under a cascade of colorful papel picado decorations in the Beaux-Arts court. The evening's dress code was bold. Anne Pasternak, the director of the Brooklyn Museum, with a mojiganga, giant dancing puppet of Diego Rivera. And some beautiful fashions appearing. A Roger Vivier clutch. Van Cleef & Arpels Perle Couleur pendant. Magnetic Midnight headpiece. And Giuseppe Zanotti sandals. Just a few of the amazing things people were wearing. This program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. I'm Nancy Jones, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service and broadcasting from its Raleigh, North Carolina studios. Vanity Fair Part A airs via special subchannel receiver on Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Vanity Fair Part B airs via special subchannel receiver on Monday and Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time, streaming via the World Wide Web at those times. Both Parts A and B are available as a podcast. Opening and closing music by Calexico, interval selections by Mark Hoffman.